Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about changing their jobs. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for changing job. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker feels about their new job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part four. Speaker 1.
After college, I worked in a bank to make money. It's a great job if you like sitting at the same desk every day, surrounded by the same familiar faces. I got plenty of annual leave and the work itself was quite demanding. But one day I woke up and realised that it didn't amount to much and was really pretty pointless. Handing in my notice was the next logical step. I set up as a freelance photographer, a job I'd always dreamed of. After the first 6 months or so of sheer panic, I feel much calmer. This will always be a risky job, but ultimately a far more rewarding one. Not financially, mind you.
Speaker 2.
The family car sales business was the obvious and safe career route for me, even though we didn't always see eye to eye. I'd no complaints about the money, but that didn't stop me looking at what other people were doing and thinking, now that's something I'd really like to get my teeth into. And that's how I got into rally driving, really. I went to rally school part-time, then got signed up by a rally team. That's when I left the motor business, not without a bit of soul-searching. I miss the family, but looking at myself now, travelling the world, maybe even having the chance to make millions living on the edge, what's not to love?
Speaker 3.
I've always worked in the music industry, but was never made to feel very welcome in the marketing department. I guess my face didn't fit, although I was doing well enough. Then, by chance, I heard a band playing in my local venue and thought they were great. I got them signed up and suddenly realised this was exactly the type of work that suited me and my abilities. Searching for talent, giving kids a start in the business I loved. So, after a while, I left the company to do just that, on a freelance basis. Pay's not bad. It's possible to negotiate good percentages, but that's not why I do it.
Speaker 4.
I worked in a busy studio as a radio copywriter. It was challenging and fun, but frustrating because it wasn't leading anywhere career-wise. I was spotted by one of the radio executives. He liked my way with words and gave me the chance of a presenting slot on a general interest show. I jumped at it, but underestimated the skills involved. Without training, it's proving a steep learning curve. It would have been better to work as an intern for free for a while to learn the ropes, but it's all about seizing the moment. Too good an opportunity to miss. Now I've got a foot in the door, I'm pretty optimistic about making a go of it.
Speaker 5.
I had a responsible job that I'd worked hard for. Most people would consider being an eye surgeon pretty rewarding, both financially and emotionally. I wasn't keen to leave, but the long shifts and the sheer volume of patients got me down. I wanted to use my knowledge and experience in other ways. I did some research on the effects of sunlight on children's eyes and eventually started up my own business. We manufacture a range of sunglasses designed to protect children's eyes against harmful rays. I'm my own boss, so I call the shots, which suits me down to the ground. I have to be strict with myself about taking holidays, though.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
After college, I worked in a bank to make money. It's a great job if you like sitting at the same desk every day, surrounded by the same familiar faces. I got plenty of annual leave and the work itself was quite demanding. But one day I woke up and realised that it didn't amount to much and was really pretty pointless. Handing in my notice was the next logical step. I set up as a freelance photographer, a job I'd always dreamed of. After the first 6 months or so of sheer panic, I feel much calmer. This will always be a risky job, but ultimately a far more rewarding one. Not financially, mind you.
Speaker two.
The family car sales business was the obvious and safe career route for me, even though we didn't always see eye to eye. I'd no complaints about the money, but that didn't stop me looking at what other people were doing and thinking, now that's something I'd really like to get my teeth into. And that's how I got into rally driving, really. I went to rally school part-time, then got signed up by a rally team. That's when I left the motor business, not without a bit of soul-searching. I miss the family, but looking at myself now, travelling the world, maybe even having the chance to make millions living on the edge, what's not to love?
Speaker 3.
I've always worked in the music industry, but was never made to feel very welcome in the marketing department. I guess my face didn't fit, although I was doing well enough. Then, by chance, I heard a band playing in my local venue and thought they were great. I got them signed up and suddenly realised this was exactly the type of work that suited me and my abilities. Searching for talent, giving kids a start in the business I loved. So, after a while, I left the company to do just that, on a freelance basis. Pay's not bad, it's possible to negotiate good percentages, but that's not why I do it.
Speaker 4.
I worked in a busy studio as a radio copywriter. It was challenging and fun, but frustrating because it wasn't leading anywhere career-wise. I was spotted by one of the radio executives. He liked my way with words and gave me the chance of a presenting slot on a general interest show. I jumped at it, but underestimated the skills involved. Without training, it's proving a steep learning curve. It would have been better to work as an intern for free for a while to learn the ropes, but it's all about seizing the moment. Too good an opportunity to miss. Now I've got a foot in the door, I'm pretty optimistic about making a go of it.
Speaker 5.
I had a responsible job that I'd worked hard for. Most people would consider being an eye surgeon pretty rewarding, both financially and emotionally. I wasn't keen to leave, but the long shifts and the sheer volume of patients got me down. I wanted to use my knowledge and experience in other ways. I did some research on the effects of sunlight on children's eyes and eventually started up my own business. We manufacture a range of sunglasses designed to protect children's eyes against harmful rays. I'm my own boss, so I call the shots, which suits me down to the ground. I have to be strict with myself about taking holidays, though.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.